RadioMD.com.
On now, Her Radio, with founder and CEO of EmpowHer.com, Michelle King Robeson, and New York Times bestselling author and leading women's healthcare expert, Dr. Pam Peek, on RadioMD.
Oh, our hormones, Michelle, are blamed for everything.
Well,
if
that's
we're
because
late,
they
are hormones.
That's because they affect 400 things in the body, just the estrogen alone.
Only 400, more like 400 zillion.
Amen.
Man, try to do without estrogen.
Yeah, forget no it. Question. I'm not interested.
So a study comes out in Psychological Medicine, and it says ovarian hormones can actually change the genes that trigger psychological symptoms, such as emotional eating in women with eating disorders. Oh boy, how does all of this work? Our go-to psychologist is Dr. Kelly Klump, who's returning to Her Radio again. We just love having Kelly on. She is an MSU Foundation professor in the Department of Psychology at Michigan State University. Kelly, welcome back to Her Radio. Help us understand, what is this connection with hormones and psychological, experiences in women?
Well, we're just learning what this phenomenon is, but what it looks like the connection is that what these hormones do in our bodies, women's bodies, is they actually turn genes on and off. And we've known for some time that they turn genes on and off and lead to physical characteristics in women. So during puberty, they lead to breast development, all of the pubertal changes that you see for women. But what we now know, or we think we know, is that these hormones not only activate the genes for physical characteristics, but they also appear to operate the genes for psychological characteristics and symptoms, and possibly also psychiatric disorders.
Well, tell us about the study. Tell us about the actual study so we understand.
So in this study, we followed 590 women across a full menstrual cycle, and they gave us daily spit samples in which we were able to get their estrogen and progesterone levels from, and they also reported daily on their levels of binge eating and emotional eating. And because these women are twins, we were able to look at the extent to which are changes in these psychological characteristics across the menstrual cycle due to the natural changes in hormones that occur across this menstrual cycle, and are those natural changes in hormones driving through changing genetic risk the psychological symptoms that we see fluctuate so wildly across the menstrual cycle.
So Kelly, what made you look into this link between hormones and mental illness?
To be honest, what my primary interest is in women's health, and why do women suffer from some disorders more than others? And there are a lot of kind of psychological reasons why that might be, cultural reasons, but I was interested in biological factors. And at a very basic level, one of the primary biological factors that differ between men and women are hormones. Women have ovarian hormones that kind of course through their veins, whereas men have primarily testosterone. So in the beginning, we just started to wonder, why do women suffer more from these disorders? And that led to us looking at things like changes across the menstrual cycle, puberty, et cetera.
That's great.
Now, when you're saying these psychological disorders, which ones in particular were you thinking about?
For us, we are most interested in my lab in eating disorders, so anorexia nervosa and bulimia nervosa. But there are other researchers across the United States who are looking at other disorders that are more common in women, like depression, anxiety, etc. And what we're finding is that ovarian hormones do seem to increase risk for these psychological traits and disorders in women relative to men. It might be one reason among many that women suffer more from these sorts of psychological conditions.
So was it more during their, did you notice it was more during their that time of the month for them when they were having their periods, or is it just overall?
What's interesting,
yeah, go over is that real sequence. Yeah.
Yep. So it does change across the menstrual cycle, but it actually happens before menstrual bleeding. So at least for eating disorders, we see peak eating disorder symptoms after ovulation, but before menstrual bleeding. That phase is called the midluteal phase, and it has high levels of both estrogen and progesterone. And what we found in our studies is it's this combination between high estrogen and high progesterone that leads to increased rates of binge eating and emotional eating. In fact, in women with bulimia nervosa, we found that their rate of binge eating is 5 times higher in that phase of the menstrual cycle than other phases, like before ovulation or during menstrual bleeding. It's a really high risk
period. I think that this is fascinating. When I had read this, you know, this made me remember, and of course Michelle hears this all day long on Empower Her, is that so many women out there who don't have, you know, a strict, you know, eating disorder by criteria, but let's just say they overeat and they feel much more emotional eating and overeating during the period, anywhere from a week prior to the onset of bleeding in the menstrual cycle to, you know, a day or two prior to that. Is this kind of a variation on the same theme you're talking about?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what we're finding is that there's an increased rate of emotional eating and also the even more pathological binge eating. And what this new study shows is the reason that we have these increased rates during that week prior to menstrual bleeding is that these hormones are turning on genes that seem to then be leading to these increased psychological symptoms.
So then
now
what do
why,
you do?
I'm just kind of curious anthropologically, why is that happening? Is it that we're, you know, as we're going into a fertile time and all the rest of it, that our body wants us to eat more and to be able to have more food on board to support a fetus?
Exactly. So what's interesting is you don't see increased rates of binge eating or emotional eating prior to ovulation. It's after a woman is ovulated. And after a woman is ovulated, if that egg becomes fertilized, that's during the mid-luteal phase. So evolutionarily speaking, women should be eating more during the mid-luteal phase because if they've had an egg fertilized, they now have to support the fetus. So it actually makes sense from a kind of a biological and evolutionary perspective that we would have this increase in appetite, but we've actually just never studied it, and we never knew that it even translates into very pathological eating like binge eating and eating disorders.
Right. So what do you, this is so fascinating, Kelly, really, but what do you do if you're not trying, you know, if you're not pregnant, you're not trying to get pregnant, you don't have a fetus. How do you keep yourself in check?
Yeah. No, it's an excellent question. I think the first piece of all of that is just knowing that on a monthly basis, the degree to which you want 5 donuts instead of 1 or 3 cartons of ice cream instead of 1 scoop of ice cream is going to vary monthly, and there is going to be a very regular time of the month where you are going to feel even stronger urges to have this kind of high-fat, high-sugar type of food. And so knowing that this is going to happen monthly, it's a normal biological process, I think can help women, all women, but in particular those with eating disorders, plan better for those really high-risk period times of the month and be able to get on board some other coping mechanisms, et cetera, during that period of time to help counteract these urges.
Michelle and I are all about prevention, and I really think that planning it out, you know, this is what I did, Michelle. I put it right on my calendar, and I marched it out because I was pretty even on the 27-day gig and 28-day gig, and I would just simply say, okay, do not, whatever you do, do not touch licorice during this time.
Do not
pick
up the ice cream.
That was always my go-to. Oh, my God. Just sort of run away. We have been talking to Kelly Klump. Dr. Kelly Klump is professor of psychology at Michigan State University and our go-to person on all things women and mental illness. And we've been talking about how hormones may be implicated in mental psychological conditions in women. Fascinating. Thank you, Dr. Klump. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Ropes. And
you need to learn more about your hormones because you can really help the process. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.